gone outside and left a left your coat inside or something like that, you might ask someone, would you please go in the house and
bring me my coat?
Okay, and the person, you say, so he went into the house and he, what, me my coat? He
broke my coat.
Okay, and he said, here I have, what, your coat?
Yeah.
Here's
your coat.
Yeah, or I have.
Or I have your coat for you.
Okay, or I have what, your coat? I have. Yeah.
Brought you your coat or something like that.
You say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it, what, perfectly?
Yeah, it was all right last year, good fit.
But okay.
Freshened up or grown up or something, and it's too small, it don't fit this year.
But you say that last year it, what, perfectly?
And last year it's a perfect fit.
Or would you say it fitted perfectly or fit perfectly?
Well, most people use the word perfect fit or well fitted or something of that thing.
So you say it fit me well or it fitted me well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which, how would you say that?
Well, some people use it both ways.
Uh-huh.
Some use one and way of that expression, some use another.
Which would you say?
Well, I guess principally to say, and say it fit well last year.
Okay. And if you had just bought a suit, it wouldn't be an old one. Excuse me. You know, you'd buy the coat and pants and vest. So you say, if you just bought it, you say that it was a
brand new suit.
Okay. And if you stuffed a lot of things in your pockets, it would make them, what?
Bulge.
Okay. And you say, well, that shirt used to fit me fine, but then I washed it and it
drew up.
Okay. Or another word?
Shrunk.
Okay. And you say, seems that every shirt I've washed recently has, as what? Using the same word.
Well, something you might say is sort of the same word that is drawn up or shrunk or something like that.
Okay. And you say, I hope this new shirt won't.
Yeah.
Won't
what? I hope this new shirt won't draw up like the other one.
Or won't.
Like the last one, won't shrink.
Okay. If a woman liked to put on good clothes and spend a lot of time in front of the mirror, you know, trying to make herself pretty. You say, say she likes to
primp.
Okay.
That's the word you use those days.
Yeah. Any other word?
No, that is principally the word.
Uh-huh.
If you saw a lady standing before a mirror, you know, kind of fixing her hair, powdering her face and things like that. Well, no, sir, I never seen a woman with lipstick on until I was grown man. Ladies didn't use lipstick every day. They used a face powder.
Uh-huh.
But as for lipstick, now I was a grown man before I seen women wear lipstick.
Yeah.
But if you seen her in this act, you'd say she's primpy.
Uh-huh. Would you use that word about a man? Would you say that a man primps?
Oh, yeah, you say a man primped you or tried to doll up or something like that, you know, had a different expression to use.
Yeah, you could say that a man tries to doll up.
Yes, that man's in on trying to sort it all up, something to that effect.
Yeah.
If there's a lady, you'd say that, use the word primp.
Uh-huh. I see. Okay, what would you call a small leather container that you might use to carry coins in?